Well, people could get involved in a multifaceted approach. First is just learning more about the issue and trying to break down some of those stereotypes or images that we have in our mind as a typical person experiencing homelessness. It's no longer the older gentleman that's sitting on the side of the road who's carrying signage and asking for money. It's the face of homelessness is rapidly changing. It's now becoming families with children, and we're wanting to respond to that need. And so that first part, as I said, is educating the community and providing awareness, greater awareness of the issue of homelessness, and not just kind of sweeping it under the rug like it's not really an issue, kind of keeping it out of sight, out of mind. Also, we're encouraging people to advocate to their local governments and community agents that are able to change this demographic through policies. So what can we do to make it easier for individuals who are low income and moderate income to afford housing in our community so they're not experiencing housing crisis? So that's another thing, advocating and getting the word out as well. Okay, and now, then if, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And then if there are individuals who have resources to give, so maybe you might want to partner with an entity that is providing affordable housing, such as an Habitat for Humanity, or working with our local government as they provide affordable housing opportunities. So working with them and helping them to strengthen their capacity to provide those options in our community. So it's really kind of, it really varies depending on the spectrum and where you're able to give and the time commitment that you're able to offer. But anyone can take part in addressing the issue of homelessness in their community. So I just definitely want to encourage individuals who are interested in this issue and really want to get things done, not just talking about the issue, but really coming up with solutions for housing responding to this affordable housing crisis, this affordable housing need. So if you have a house that you can rehabilitate, or you're willing to work with a nonprofit entity or for-profit entity to convert it to an affordable housing option for a family or individual in our community, we certainly are encouraging people to come up with viable solutions that will be able to change this issue and not have continuing rising numbers of homelessness in our community. So if nothing else, I just want to encourage people to really commit to taking action to address homelessness in Guilford County.